Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, I'm calling to file a claim.
All right. Can I have your social security number, please?
Yeah, it's 418-55-8179.
And have you ever filed a claim before in the state of Alabama?
No, ma'am.
All right, so just to make sure that I have this social correct, was that 418-55-8179?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can I have your first name, please?
Kennedy, K-E-N-E-D-I, last name Law, L-A-W.
And your date of birth?
October 10, 2002.
So that was October 15, 2002?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated 12th grade.
And what is your mother's maiden name?
Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-A. I mean, my bad, her maiden name is Coleman, my bad, C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
And do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
And is that an Alabama state license?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have the driver's license number, please?
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
All right, it is going to be 9799527.
Thank you. Just to make sure that I have that correct, that was 9799527.
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer, ma'am?
Direct deposit.
Will that be for checking or savings?
Checking.
Can I have the 9-digit routing number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second to go through it.
All right.
I have a question. How long does it take to know if you're approved or not?
So it takes 2 to 3 weeks to process a claim, and within that time period, basically they would contact your last employer to figure out why you were let go if you were fired, and then when the employer contacts us back, the claim is determined whether or not you'll be approved or not for payments. So it takes about 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. All right, you said you want the round number?
Yes, ma'am.
041-215-663.
And just to make sure that I also have that correct, that was 041-215-663.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have the bank account number, please?
You said bank account number?
Yes, the bank account number.
13-297-7914-9840.
And just to make sure that I also had that correct, was that 132-977-914-9840?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have your mailing address, please?
150 Rue RHU Drive, apartment 904.
And did you say 904?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's the city, state, and zip code for this?
I'm sorry, you said you need the city, state, and zip code?
Yes.
Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Is this mailing address different from your residence address?
Yes, ma'am. My mail goes to my mom's house, and then I stay with my grandma, I'm sorry.
And what's your residence address?
356 East Haig, H-A-I-G Street, Pritchard, Alabama.
And what's the zip code?
36610.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what's your primary telephone number?
251-307-2135.
And just to make sure that I have these addresses correct, was your mailing address 150 Due Rue Drive, apartment 904, Mobile, Alabama, 36608?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
And your residence address was 356 E. Hayde Street, Pritchard, Alabama, 36660.
No, ma'am, it's 36610.
10.
And that the other net is correct.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity. When filing for UC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 150 Due Rue Drive, 286 County Road 502, 3001 Fox Glen Circle Northwest, 404 Live Oak Circle, where I've never been associated with these addresses.
I've been associated with 150 Dewey Drive.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 39 Kelly Lane, 401 Longview Street, 600 Rolling Wood Road, 66 Sankey Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Anniston, Auburn, Mobile, Opelika, or none of the above?
Mobile.
And I have some yes and no questions to ask you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And when was your last day of work?
I want to say, hold on, I can tell you. Let me go slow. It was July 14th.
Okay. And I have a couple more yes and no questions to ask. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I would say 30.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12.50.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your previous job title?
Store associate.
And are you seeking work in this current occupation?
Actually, yes.
And what was the name of the last company you worked for?
Dollar General.
Do you have their address?
Actually, I don't.
That's fine. What city and state was this Dollar General in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, and was it the one on Cottage Hill Road?
I don't think so. I think it's the one on McVeigh. I mean, not on McVeigh, on Duff Island Parkway. But I really don't know because I was working at two stores. I was working on Schillinger and the one on VIP.
All right, so I pulled the address on one. Do you think 2158 Dauphin Island Parkway sounds correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we'll use that one.
And I think the address for the other one was 1491 Tillinger Road, if I'm not mistaken.
And do you have their phone number?
I have the manager's phone number.
That would work.
Okay. The one for DIP, her name was Miss Kidd, and her phone number is... Her phone number is 251-643-8066.
Thank you. And when was your first day of employment with them?
Let me look. My first day of employment was June 31st. Or June 30th. I really don't remember how many days June.
That's fine. And was that of this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for this employer?
I had gotten into a wreck, and then when I had came home, all I seen was I had a letter with my unemployment information on it, so I really don't know.
Okay.
And I haven't talked to them to find out. I just said, go ahead and put my claim in and find out the job.
Was there a specific name that was signed by on that letter?
Ma'am?
Was there, like, a name on that letter of termination?
No, ma'am. All they just sent me was the availability of unemployment compensation.
All right. So what was the manager's name, that the number you gave me?
Miss Kidd. I don't know her first name. I think it's Rini. Yeah, it's Rini Kidd.
And what's her job title?
She is the store manager.
And would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you have pen and paper?
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, so I have your 4-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you will use when you call in each week to do your weekly certification. It is 7902.
Okay.
And if you ever lose it or forget it, it's the last two numbers of your social, which is 79, and then the last two numbers of your birth year, which is 02. And I'm going to read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov, and if you file via the telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Friday, and not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. All right, Ms. Law, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Oh, wait,
I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, even though my claim is in process, I still need to go ahead and call in to this number every week.
Yes, you have to do your certification every week, and that's basically just letting them know that you still have not found employment yet and you still need unemployment money.
Okay.
Because if you miss a week, your claim will automatically close because they assume you found work.
Okay, cool.
So you'll just do your first one this coming Sunday.
Okay, and so even if it don't get approved until 3 weeks, while I keep claiming, will I get that money back in back pay? Or how does that work?
Yes, I believe it. I believe you will receive that money. I'm not too sure about that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a wonderful evening, ma'am.
You too.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.